joking way to say you got married?
Got hitched.
Okay, how does that sound?
Well, it doesn't sound too good.
Did you ever hear Jump the Broomstick?
No.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom, he's called a...
groomsman.
What about the woman that stands up with the bride?
She's maid of honor.
What else?
Matron of honor.
Mm-hmm. And she might have several...
bridesmaids.
And a long time ago, if people in the community would get married, other people would come around their house that night and make a lot of noise. They'd call that a... Did you ever hear people doing something like that?
I've heard of him getting the groom and taking him off. That was after they were married, though.
Uh-huh. What would they do?
Well, if, I saw this show, and they came and got the groom. They had just been married, you know, for a few hours, and they'd gotten to the place where they were going to stay, and a bunch of his boyfriends came and got him and carried him out into the woods and left him, and he didn't have any way back. He didn't even know where he was. It was pitch dark, and...
Isn't there a special name for a kind of a thing like that?
Yeah, but I can't think.
Do you ever hear a serenade or a chivalry?
Neither one of those. I think they called it something on this show, but I cannot think what they called it.
And how would you use the words up or down or over talking about location? Like you'd say, last week I saw him. Texarkana.
I would say over. Over in Texarkana.
Okay. Why would you say over?
Well, because to me it's not up.
What would up be?
It's not what down. Should? Well, to me up would be up north.
Okay. What about if you're talking about New Orleans?
Down. I would say down. Down in New Orleans.
And what about Dallas?
I would say over.
Okay. And say if there was trouble at a party, you'd say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested
the whole bunch.
Okay. And say if he said there was some cake or something and he said he was going to get some. You wanted to know about yourself, you'd ask, well, going to get some? How would you ask that?
No, I don't understand the question, really. He was what now?
He if he's going to get him some cake, you want to know whether you can have some, you'd ask.
Can I have some cake, or?
Okay. And you say, I think that's right, but I'm not.
Sure.
And something that you do every day, if I ask you, do you do it often? You'd say, yes, I
do it frequently.
And if you wanted to ask me whether he does that sort of thing, you'd ask me.
Does he do it?
Okay. And I'd say, I don't smoke, but he...
He does?
And you'd say, I don't know if he did that or not, but people...
think he did.
Okay. And say if I ask you, when are y'all going to Dallas, you might say, well, right now we're what to go next week. We're
planning.
Anything else you could say besides planning?
Expecting.
What about fixing or aiming?
Fixing.
Uh-huh. How would you use fixing?
I wouldn't say we're fixing to go next. Well,
does fixing mean sort of immediately? Or?
Well, it would mean more like immediately, I guess, to me.
What about aiming?
No.